Well, hello, people. Since time has began, there's always been good and evil. And the way people perceived it was God and Satan. Without one, there can't be the other. The way I kind of see it is that femons are Satan, and men are gods. At least they have the potential to be so. Femons could never be gods, but they make a very good Satan. Evil. Society allows femons to have no responsibility, to get away with their evil acts. But if they weren't evil, they wouldn't do them anyway, would they? But they do. They love to destroy males. That seems to be their goal. But of course, destroying males also destroys them. They're systematically destroying the hand that feeds them. Because the world can't survive with just evil alone. Because it'll only just devour itself. Because it will only just devour itself. A lot of femons today are struggling because they've destroyed all the good men that supported them. A lot of men, to survive, have alienated themselves from femons. And whereas males can survive on their own, femons cannot. Femons seem to hate all men when they're around, and they hate all men when they're not around. Their hate has consumed them, and now all they have left at the end of the day is hate. A lot of femons have fallen way down into the dregs of society, and only sex and debauchery keeps them from going down the drain. And that was my Christmas Eve special. Brought to you by my sponsor, Peroni. Good night, fellas.